September 8, that thy faith fail not. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Psalm 34:2. When as you labor for the salvation of souls, sinners are convicted of their sins, and you have evidence that Christ has had compassion on them, that new hope is springing up in their hearts, it is not correct to say, we prayed for him and he gave his heart to God and was saved. This is misleading. It is their privilege to say solemnly, seriously, gladly, I believe that Jesus Christ has forgiven my sins. Encourage every soul to have hope and faith, but never say of any man, he is saved. Patient, pitying tenderness is to be exercised toward the erring to bring back the wandering sheep. We have an example of this in Christ's treatment of Peter, who denied his Lord with cursing and swearing. Peter thought himself wrong. He said, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. John 13:37. But Jesus answered him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. Mark 14:30. But Peter spake the more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Verse 31. It is not wise to boast. Peter fell because he did not know his own frailty. The Lord had said to Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Luke 22:31 and 32. If Satan had been suffered to have his way, there would have been no hope for Peter. He would have made complete shipwreck of faith. Had Peter earnestly and in humility looked for divine help, had he been searching his own heart in secret, he would not have been sifted when tried. Satan cannot overcome the humble learner of Christ, he who walks prayerfully before the Lord. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard for him against the enemy. Isaiah 59:19. Christ interposes himself as a shelter, a retreat, and the wicked one cannot overcome him. Manuscript 109, September 8, 1898. Peter's fall and restoration.